And then if we think about the burden of bipolar disorder, the most catastrophic outcome of all certainly is suicide, a leading cause of death in people with bipolar disorder. Population studies tell us that people with bipolar illness have a lot of reasons for shortened lifespans. There's about a twofold increased standardized mortality ratio compared to the general population. And it's certainly in large part contributed to by suicide, a 15 to 20-fold higher chance of dying by suicide if you have bipolar disorder than if you're in the general population, correlates with a younger age and earlier age at onset. This is an illness that tends to strike often when you're trying to establish your developmental milestones and move forward in life, complete your education. That becomes psychosocially very difficult. But when you think about it as well, it's not just suicide. We'll see in just a moment, there's an increased risk for all-cause mortality. If you have bipolar illness, the chance of premature mortality from all causes, even accidents, is much higher. Suicide can't really be predicted, but we can certainly look at risk factors. Having a psychiatric diagnosis is itself a risk factor. As we mentioned here, having bipolar disorder is especially high. And the depressed phase, either by itself as a pure depression or as a mixed presentation, becomes of concern. So we see 15% of patients with mixed features have an increased risk for suicide.